Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good afternoon. It's Monday, and it's Karen Owicki with Phoenix Business Radio in the studio today with two incredible women who are making a huge difference on behalf of businesses and successful leadership for women in the Phoenix area. I'm excited to invite back Heather Rausch with Foxfire Events and her Foxy Women series. Welcome back to the studio.
Thanks so much. I'm excited to be here again.
I am too. I can't believe it's already been one quarter.
I know.
Three months and time to talk about another fantastic event. And then welcome to the studio for the first time, Shaza Barbour with Hera Hub and lots of other incredible leadership experience as well. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Happy to have you both. So I it's kind of fun that as we're walking down the hallway coming back to the studio, I made an assumption that these two ladies had known each other because when we met, Shaza, I'll get it. Yeah. We were at a multi-women networking event that I know Heather is also a part of. So it's kind of fun to have you both in the studio today and know that all of our circles kind of interconnect and intertwine. For me, if there's ever a theme that we have when we land on the radio, today's theme, I think, is women and these deep connections that we have. I think sometimes they even precede us. So let's start with Heather today, talking about the Foxy Women series. We had you here a couple months ago, and I know Joanne Holland was with us and Tracy Bogan.
Yes.
And this time around, it's same series for women, a day off.
Yes.
Right? Tell us all about it.
It's a fabulous day for women. So our first event in the series was Nourishing Spirit, Mind, Body, and we certainly did that. It was so much fun. Had a great time doing that, really educating and inspiring women. And really, that's the overall theme of the Foxy Women series. And this event is called Sexy, Sassy, Smart, and Classy, which I think all women are.
Sign me up.
Right? You are. You know, but I found that as women, you know, we are all of those things, the sexy, sassy, smart, and classy. But, you know, we get so wrapped up in our everyday lives of being a mom, being an executive, being an entrepreneur, you know, being a wife, all of those different things that we don't always focus on the sexy, sassy, smart, and classy parts, you know, and just incorporating all of it together and integrating everything. So this event allows women to do that, gives them the time to do that. And we bring in experts and just phenomenal women to really encourage them to, you know, to be those things, to embrace all of those things about ourselves. And it's so much fun. I'm really, really excited about it.
I remember last time we spoke, we talked a little bit about the price point. You really were purposeful about making the price point affordable.
Yes.
For a wide range of women, from young to very mature and everybody in between, regardless of their background and their work as well, right?
Absolutely. We really, you know, want this to be all different women. And that's what we found at the first one. There were all different types of women there. We had, you know, some women that are stay-at-home moms. We had, you know, top-level executives. We just had a range of women. And that's really our goal, is to bring everybody together. And so, yeah, the price point is phenomenal, $49 for the early bird ticket. And that includes a Zumba session this time.
Oh, fun.
So yeah, and that's optional. So you don't have to Zumba if you don't want to, but it is going to be a ton of fun. So a 30-minute Zumba session, a healthy continental breakfast, as well as the expert speakers and all kinds of takeaways and shopping with unique vendors. So really, really is a good price point and value. You'll get so much that day for the $49 early bird pricing. That's through August 30th. Then it goes up to $69, which is still a phenomenal deal, but it really is something that is accessible to all women that way.
How nice that it's organized for a day off, right? A lot of times I know my girlfriends, in fact, we're trying to plan a trip for October.
Right.
And everybody's so busy with family and work and commitments that we're having a hard time landing on something. How easy is this for you to take care of all the plans for everybody?
Yes.
And the theme and the guest speakers and the food and the exercise and the beautiful surroundings.
Yep.
And we just show up.
You just show up. That's the best part. So yeah, absolutely. I know those girlfriend times where it's who's going to plan this and who's going to plan that. And no, then it doesn't get done,
it doesn't.
You know, because we are all so busy. So yes, this is a day to just show up, enjoy. And it's a half day. So it's something that's easy to fit into your schedule, right? So, and if you want to take time beyond that and take the whole day off, well, good, you know, good for you. But a half day will just fill your cup so much.
And
so,
remind me, perhaps you've already said it, remind me where this, it's the same venue as last
time. Same venue, yeah. The Scottsdale Marriott McDowell Mountain. Oh, so North so Scottsdale. It is gorgeous. It is gorgeous there. And it just turned out so well last time. Just the flow and the space and the environment, all of it was beautiful. So we're really excited to be back.
Perfect. Talk a little bit about the guest speakers then. Can you tee them up for us?
Sure. Yeah, we have great speakers. So we have Dr. E. She's a naturopathic physician. And so she's going to be speaking on women's health issues. So things like stamina and libido and mental clarity, all kinds of really good women's wellness. And then we have Jade Hernandez, who's a relationship and intimacy consultant from the Center for Intuitive Development. So she'll talk to us about our confidence and intimacy, our relationship with ourselves and others, and really being confident in that. And we have Nancy Kennard, who's Vice President of Executive Banking from National Bank of Arizona. And she is going to talk to us about smart money management. So really being smart with our finances and making that stress-free. So that's really, really exciting. And then we have Dr. C. Scott, who's going to talk to us about the Goddess Code, which is really exciting. I'm so excited for her to share about her Goddess Code. And that's really about attracting and keeping productive and happy relationships in your life. So whether you're single or whether you're already in a relationship or married, it really applies to everybody. So really touching on all of the sexy, sassy, smart, and classy, you know, parts for women. And we're excited. They're just going to be phenomenal speakers.
I love that there's that money piece in there because sometimes we make money out to be not so sexy, that it's very masculine or very heavy. And it's obviously it's a mistake that a lot of the women that I've coached in the past have made, myself included, had to learn, you know, some hard lessons around that. So I love that Nancy will be sharing around being smart with money and how that's so much a part of who we are, in addition to our physical beauty, our essence, and everything else.
Right. We really wanted to be well-rounded with that. And then, of course, you know, Honor Health is sponsoring our Zumba sessions.
Saw that.
So they'll be back with us again. They were with us last, you know, quarter as well. So we're excited to have them back. And we'll have some other experts as well sharing information. And really, you know, one of the things that I'm excited about too is talking about how to be classy and sometimes in a sometimes less than classy world, right? So there's all different things that go on around us and things you'll find on social media and things like that. So really how we as women and professionals, how we keep it classy and what we do to kind of make sure that we can, you know, lift ourselves up and that when things around us might not be going the way that we would like or hope as well, and how we respond to things and a lot of things to do with just ourselves and our reputations and protecting things like that too, and just how we kind of rise above.
As you began to speak to that, I had these two visual flashes, you know, the frustrated scene with maybe a child in a grocery store, right? We all have kids. And I know, you know, I've had those moments where I'm frustrated, maybe things aren't going my way. And how can I maintain not only obviously the respect and compassion for my child, but also still appear to be and stay in presence for being calm, cool, and collected. You've also mentioned social media. Those are the two things that came to mind that with so many opinions right now around, you know, how our country is being governed and just the divide and everything. How can we have a voice as well as staying classy and professional, really? So those are the two things that came to mind. It sounds like it's a very worthy conversation. Perhaps you had two different scenarios all together complete, but that's what showed up.
Oh, I think it encompasses all of that. Yeah. There's so much to do with that. And you know, staying in integrity for ourselves, right? And like you mentioned, the grocery store, you know, situation and how do we for ourselves even, you know, stay calm in that situation? And so, yeah, we'll talk about all of that.
It'll
be very interactive and fun.
I was on a TV show years ago called Mom Time TV. And in fact, I was just emailing with Sharon Girota, the producer. They're now doing a radio show, which I need to introduce both of you to. Our Stories, it's called. I know they'd love to have you on there. One of the things that was so neat is we'd have five or six different women sitting on a sofa talking for the 30-minute segment. It was on AZTV, and they gave us a topic, right? So it might be, you know, child going nuts in the grocery store or how to handle social media when there's the big divide. Whatever topic they gave us, the conversation just turned into this beautiful conversation. And if it were one set of women or, you know, a different set of women, the conversation would have gone in very different places. And so I kind of imagine you're going to have a panel of speakers, right?
Yes.
and, yep. and tee up the conversation. So I would imagine it's just going to elegantly flow wherever it needs to be for that day on behalf of the participants.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, when you get a bunch of women together, it's just the conversations we have are so much fun and insightful. You know, they really yes. help inspire each other to think a little bit, you know, maybe not differently, but just consider other viewpoints or other options and things like that. So I love when women get together and have those conversations. And you're right. It'll be really, really fun just to see what comes up that day, because like I said, it's going to be very interactive and we want the audience to participate and really get involved. So who knows where it's going to take us.
Yeah, you're going to plant the seed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'll plant the seed, you'll yes. create the framework, and then it will really just blossom into whatever it needs to be.
Yes.
I was excited when you mentioned all of your guest speakers. These conversations, I think, are often conversations that we avoid, or women who might be embarrassed to talk about their sex life with a friend, or maybe not even have a friend to speak to, and then rely on Google.
Right.
And that could be damaging, right? I mean, it could be helpful too, but to have these professional speakers around intimacy, libido, and love, and money, and just really how to stand in the presence and power of being women. What a fantastic day. So how can we register for your event? And I know early bird pricing right now is through the end of the month.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So go to foxywomenrock.com and you can register to purchase your tickets at the early bird pricing through August 30th. So definitely go on and do that. And you can see more details there as well. So you can see all kinds of information, but you'll just love it. It's going to be such a great day.
And I remember you sharing the last time you were here for this first event for Foxy Women series. I think I had asked if I wanted to come alone, you know, will I feel welcome? Is it okay? And I remember you and Joanne both saying, of course, right?
Absolutely.
So it might be
yes.
fun to bring a friend or a group of friends, but there's nothing wrong with coming alone. They'll be welcomed. And what a great way to meet incredible women.
It's a great place to meet women. At the last one, we saw so many women connecting and exchanging phone numbers or emails and that, and just getting connected. So absolutely come on your own, or if you want to bring friends or relatives to come. Either way, it's going to be a great day for that. And, you know, to your point about having the experts that are talking about all of the different subjects, a lot of times, you're right, as women, we might not talk about some of these things, but oftentimes too, we might feel alone in how we're feeling about different situations. And so this is a great way to know that, you know, we're normal for the most part, right?
Yeah,
all of us are.
For the most part.
As normal, you know, I always say I'm as normal as I'm going to get. So but really, you know, oftentimes I think as women, we think we're alone in different experiences, and we find out through things like this that we're not, that so many other women experience and feel what we feel as well. So it's really eye-opening and kind of healing sometimes too, to understand that you're not the only one that feels some of the things you feel or are in different situations that you're experiencing. So I really love that about this as well.
Really beautifully put.
Thank you.
I'm really thrilled that you're here, and you know that you have an open invitation to come
Thank
and
you.
Share
I
your
love being here with
share
you.
Share your events and whatever you've got going on at Foxfire Events, and particularly with this Foxy Women series. So if you would like listeners to learn more about Heather, of course, we'll have information on our network and our social as well. But you can find out more, as Heather said, at www.foxywomenrock.com. And be sure to get your early bird pricing through August 30th. I say don't wait. I say go and take care of that right now at $49. Heather, we're going to kind of turn the spotlight over to Shaza Barbour with Hera Hub. Are you okay to stay for a bit?
Oh, I'd love to. I can't wait. Yes, to hear what
Yay.
She has to say.
Good. All right. So welcome to the studio for the first time.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
So we talked so fast and so furiously. We didn't really give you an opportunity, but I know this is right up your lane, right? This is right up your alley. Women empowerment. Does that sound like a fun day?
Yeah. I mean, this sounds like an amazing day, especially I love the fact that you can bring a friend. I think it's almost like a perfect gift to give somebody. And even whether it's like your sister or your mom or even a good friend, just to have some time to share and bond with each other.
Yeah.
And because it's only half day, it's even, I think that makes it perfect, because you don't feel guilty about leaving that guilt factor of leaving your family behind, but still having quality time to really address some of these issues that are very vulnerable. for a lot of us, for a lot of women out there, and to kind of create that space for people to just be and explore and just not feel alone is great. It's really awesome.
And that all that is really, I think, how I would sum up who you are in the professional world, right? Yeah. Tell us. I know there's different aspects of it, but you've got an incredible background, and now you're not only continue to do the leadership courses, but also looking for a spot right now to create this co-women workspace.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
So I'm so excited to bring it here to Phoenix, but essentially Hera Hub is an all-women's co-working space. It's designed for women by women, for women entrepreneurs, business owners, and professionals. And although it's not exclusive to women, you know, men who want to join and love the vibe are more than more than happy to come and join us. But it's really to create that atmosphere that women want in the way they want to work and the how they want to work and the right, not just physical presence, but the collaborative presence and the collaborative environment of a co-working space that's tailored for them. So I'm bringing that here to Phoenix. I'm super excited about it. There's three locations that actually started out in San Diego. And there's three locations in San Diego that service over 400 women business owners. And here in Phoenix alone, we have over 180,000 women business owners. So there's definitely a need. And we keep hearing that from women that when they walk into other co-working spaces, a lot of them are very tech-dominated or very male-dominated. And if they're not in that field or in that genre, they don't quite feel like they're getting the resources they need or the attention. And so this is to kind of provide resources really to fit these women business owners and entrepreneurs. So,
how did you find Hera Hub? I know we spoke briefly all those months ago when we met, but remind us.
It actually was through a friend. So Felina Hansen, who's the founder of Hera Hub, and I have a mutual friend. And my friend Claudia kept bugging me, like, you need to talk to Felina. I need you to bring this to Phoenix because I want it. And I want to be a member and I want to have a space there. And at the time, though, my youngest was only about a little over a year. She was maybe 18 months old. And I was like, you're crazy. I just can't do this right now. Like, I'm barely surviving between two older kids and just struggling. And I teach at a nonprofit and I sit on a board that it was just way too much. So we tabled it. And about a year ago, it came back and I was like, fine, I'll speak to Felina. Let me see what this is about. And I absolutely loved it. I loved the mission that she's on to really empower over 20,000 women business owners across the country and international, because Sweden will be opening up like in a matter of weeks. So, and just connect those resources and really help women business owners and entrepreneurs grow and succeed and collaborate with each other all across.
Based on your experience with the San Diego locations, how would it look different? Like, how would it look, feel, and sound different maybe compared to another co-work space? I'm sensing more.
It's more so spot infused.
Oh, spa infused. Oh, Heather.
That sounds nice.
You know, imagine walking into fountains and water and natural sunlight and greenery and those elements and the right type of music that's not too loud and banging, but just that calm music that will just give you that freedom and that space to just get your work done when you need to get work done and then be able to leave when you need to leave and put on all the multiple hats that we live in and work with every single day and be out the door and continue on. So for women, I mean, we wear so many hats and we have so many responsibilities in the day that it's a place to come, congregate, focus, get your work done, meet with clients, get everything you need. And when you've got to hit the door, whether it's for your own kids to pick up kids from school or after school activities, or even here in Phoenix, we see a lot of caregivers that we're in that sandwich generation that we have to run out and visit our own parents and check up on our parents, that you can have that, you can have that time of extreme productivity and then move on and continue on with your life with all the other things that you need to do. So imagine that, walking into that environment.
Yes. My location obviously is aesthetically beautiful, but it doesn't have that feel. I know some of these locations do. That would be really fantastic. I've created that in my home environment.
Yes.
Come up the walkway. I have a fountain. I've got the chimes. I make sure that the music is, unless the boys are home, then it's all sports. All sports all the time. But I've done a lot to create that atmosphere myself. Yeah. And it's funny. I'm looking around my studio right now. I'm like, wow. What would it be like to add a little bit more Hera environment to it?
Yeah. Sounds beautiful.
It does. It sounds fantastic. And we haven't gotten to know each other, you know, too much, but what I do remember about you is that you really have this presence and this wisdom about you. and really have dedicated your time around helping create leaders. Do you mainly work with men, women in the nonprofit? Is it all?
Actually, in my nonprofit world, I actually work with mostly youth.
Okay.
We started it out
but not
as
necessarily
a youth
young girls. It's
all spectrums. Okay. Yeah. And so it's not just girls. It's actually, and now I sit when I do a lot of programming for adult programming. So it's more, it's mixed audiences. So.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't want to put you on the spot, but what makes you the perfect director for Hera Hub? And I don't know if that's the correct word or owner, whatever it is. But but why you?
Well, you know, when I went to San Diego and I sat with so many of the entrepreneurs and went to all the different locations and talked to Felina and all of the directors there, it was one of those moments where I really felt like I connected all the dots and all the experiences in my life. Like finally, I was looking back at life and being like, oh, that position made sense now. Even though at the time, you know, you question what you do and the different positions you take, whether it was at corporate or even in my nonprofit experience, I was like, why am I doing this? Like, why am I spending so much time and agonizing over it? But you get through it, you learn your skills and whatnot, and then you move on. And then now I'm like, oh, that made sense. Like, that set me up for that. And that set me up for that. And ultimately, I felt like all of my different experiences between the corporate world that I worked in for many years at Eli Lilly, and then switching over completely 180 degrees to nonprofit and education management, education programming, all coalesced. And I was like, wow, I totally understand both sides of the spectrum, both sides of working in a very corporate business environment, dealing with sales and dealing with strategy and all of that, to starting a completely nonprofit in an educational sphere that I don't have an education necessarily background, but I know what needs to get done and I know what you need to get through it, you know? Mm-hmm. And it all came together and I was like, I get it. And so for me, it just really meshed everything together, but with a mission that I feel really passionate about, which is what empowering women and really, you know, pushing them along and helping them and providing the resources that they need to take off.
I really hear that the resources, you have such a wide range of experiences and knowledge and skill set that I can see a woman coming in, regardless if she's a startup company or she's been in business for several years, she can come to this co-work space and seek out counsel from you and the other women who are there and be able to share, you know, hey, I'm thinking of this great idea or I'm struggling with this. And the resources will be there to help her through
it. Absolutely. And I want to really ease the pain for so many women and that feeling of overwhelmingness because, you know, a few years ago, I had actually had this business idea that I really wanted to start up and I'm still passionate about. But I started, you know, even though I've been in Phoenix for 7 years, I started connecting. It's different when you suddenly switch your lens, right? And you're like, oh, even though I've lived here for so long, I actually don't know a lot of things. I don't know who to connect to. And how do I start this? That the process and what I was told at the time from the people that I had met was so overwhelming that I was like, I just can't do this. I can't do this. I don't know how to do this. I don't know where to start. So I kind of backed off from it. And I would love it if I could create the environment and the resources where women can come in and say, hey, I have an idea. What do I do? And being like, talk to this person. Boom, 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 boom. And lay it out for them so they don't feel so overwhelmed and say, no, you could do this. Let me just give you all the contacts. Let me, you know, connect you and have other people really make it collaborative so everyone's helping each other out. And it can be a success for them. And it's not so overwhelming.
Absolutely. Heather's nodding her head.
Yeah. Such great resources, you know, and having that many resources in one place for women is just phenomenal. You know, really uniting women in that type of environment, I think is fantastic. So yeah, kudos for you, you know, to be creating that and putting that together for women. That's just phenomenal. So I can't wait to see it.
Yeah. it's kind of neat because obviously you both serve women in different ways. And Heather, I was thinking about many of the women that I've met at your events. We've often said, and you've even said, I think when you teed off the, you know, the happy hour events or any of the multiple events that I've been to where, you know, we all sometimes feel really alone as entrepreneurs, whether we have a small team or we're completely solo. We don't, unless we get out and make a point to connect and meet with women, we sometimes feel like we're by ourselves. So it's fantastic that you're both offering this opportunity. when you are a member of the Hera Hub, are you then, can you go to the other locations and utilize those facilities as well?
Yeah. Or is it? So you'll be able to pop in, like if you're traveling to San Diego, which we
or
get a
Sweden.
Lot of cross.
Yeah, or Sweden. There you go.
They would love you. Yes. You could just pop in and, you know, and work from there if you needed to work from there for a day or for a couple hours and get work done. And, you know, and you're walking into an atmosphere that you know you can feel safe in. That you already know, it's familiar, it's comfortable, you know what to expect. It's not cookie cutter, but you know that it's the right vibe and the right type of people, and everybody there will want to collaborate and will want to meet you and see what, you know, what are your needs are for that time and day.
Once you secure your location, are you going to be looking for specific types of women in business, or does it really cater to anybody?
It really caters to anybody, any woman business owner, yeah. and entrepreneur.
So it could be a woman in an IT, running an IT company,
yes,
or it
absolutely.
Could be a gal who has a, you know, online dress store.
Yes,
it
exactly.
could really anybody.
And I've been, you know, reaching out and meeting women from all spectrums. It's just anybody who's really started their own company or started their own endeavor that needs a place to work and needs a place to collaborate, especially with other women, and a professional place to meet with clients instead of still working out of Starbucks or, you know, still working out of their homes, but feel isolated from, you know, working mm-hmm. out of their homes. And I just, there's so many women entrepreneurs and business owners that are scattered all over Phoenix that it would be a nice place to kind of just pull them out of the woodworks and kind of be like, no, you all need to meet each other and
yeah.
really help each other out.
And the price point is?
So right now it all depends on the location. I'm trying to keep, you know, the price point low just to kind
and
of
the location central, right?
Yes.
Yes. That's how I'm with Phoenix mm-hmm. Business Radio X.
Yeah.
This is the first studio this side of the Mississippi, yeah. really. And I had to pick a location that was central so that really I could give this platform to any business owner. And eventually it'll be a Tempe location, but it sounds like your goal is the same, that
yeah.
grow the first location, the
exactly.
first co-workspace. And then like the San Diego affiliates, right? You'd continue to potentially grow.
Yeah.
More.
If it goes really well, then just go out to the next hot pocket
yep.
or where other women, business owners,
Brilliant.
Entrepreneurs are, you know, are sort of working out of, because one thing that Hera Hub doesn't do in San Diego is that it didn't add more square footage into a bigger space and expect all these women to come and drive to this bigger space. Once one filled up, it was, okay, where's the next pocket
smart.
Where we need to serve
it's
women?
Very smart,
because,
yeah.
you know, I have three kids. I don't want to drive 45 minutes just to get to somewhere. I'd rather have something local because we have a lot to do.
yeah. And Heather, you've done the same with your events, right?
Yes.
With all of your Foxy Women events, they are serving different areas of the Valley so that
yes.
it's convenient for people.
We did. Yeah. We started Foxy Women in Wine Phoenix and then started a Scottsdale and a West Valley. So I absolutely understand, mm-hmm. You know, the power of doing that. And I think it's fantastic that you're getting this one going and then potentially, you know, going beyond that into the different pockets. I think that'll be very, very well received.
Yeah. Oh, and I have no doubts it will mm-hmm. happen very quickly. So when you do land on your location, I welcome you back again and we'll get
you.
To do an announcement that,
awesome.
That you've got the space
awesome.
And we can talk specifically around, you know, what that looks
yeah.
like. For our listeners who, and I think most everybody is familiar with a co-working space. I mean, how does that look for people? They can come and go. Do they have a specific area that they work in that's their own space, or do they share it with everybody? How would you describe a co-work space?
It's a mixture. So there'll be some private offices, a few for people that really want or need a private office.
Monday through Friday. All right. You know, like
Friday,
for me, a studio,
exactly.
right? It's set up 24/7. I can't
yeah.
share this space.
Yeah.
But for other women, they could have
Come in. And so there'll be an open collaborative work environment. So for those that just need to pop in, like there's some women that might just need to pop in every once in a while just to get work done or yeah. to meet with clients. And so there's be meeting rooms or conference rooms that you could book out and be like, okay, here's a professional if you have presentations or whatnot to meet with your clients. And then for others, you know, it's just sort of scale depending on the usage of the space. Do you need a private office? Okay. So there'll be, you know, three or four only. It's not going to be like six or seven to choose from. We're keeping it smaller and intimate because that's
yeah.
the way women also like to work. They
yes.
like intimacy. Not necessarily huge, sprawled out where there isn't as much connection.
but really tailoring it to the needs of your members.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love it. Absolutely. And so how can we find out more about Hera Hub?
So you can find out about us through our website. It's herahub.com/Phoenix. And so once you go in through the website, you can log in and just kind of sign up for our newsletters, and we'll keep people updated through newsletters and through Facebook page as things come up, whether they're events or hopefully an announcement for our launch.
Yeah. And Hera Hub for Facebook. It's Hera Hub Phoenix?
Yes.
Or, uh-huh.
Yeah, Phoenix.
Okay, Hera good.
Phoenix.
Okay, I need to get on there. And clearly I'm not yet. I smiled when I did look at the website a couple of days ago in anticipation of your time with us, because it said Phoenix and it said coming soon. And not too long ago, that's what my website looked like for Phoenix Business Radio. They've been around for 10 years, but I was the new one on the block. And to see that image, Phoenix coming soon. It feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yep, I'm making this happen.
Yep.
Well, congratulations again. I'm
Thank
really
you.
Happy that you got to come and share a little bit about Hera Hub and yourself. And Heather, looking forward to hearing more. I got to look at my calendar. I wasn't able to make it last time. Hopefully this time I can join you. Tell me again the date.
Yes, I hope you can. It's going to be great. Saturday, September 30th. So it is a Saturday this time.
Okay. I was listening for that. That's good. Because last time I think it was in the
studio.
It was
a Friday.
Yes. Okay, good. So on a Saturday. And again, listeners, we will have both of these women, all of their information on our network and our social as well. I want to thank you both for being here today on Phoenix Business Radio. It's always a joy for me not only to interview great business owners, but women in particular.
Yeah.
Sorry, men. No, it's always just so fun for me because we really want to continue to build that. I was flying in last night from Wisconsin with my family, and it was quite late at night. I think it was almost midnight. But I remember looking at the lights throughout the Metro Phoenix area as we're coming in for our landing. And for the first, you had mentioned it a moment ago, for the first time, I was looking at things a little bit differently, right? You only see things through a lens of what's currently on your mind. But for the first time, I was flying into Phoenix as the Phoenix Business Radio X owner. And I thought, oh, all those lights, many of them were residents, of course, but what a huge city. What an incredible state we live in. And I get to have a hand in helping lift business owners up and putting them in the spotlight. And I know you both feel much the same way about the gift that you're bringing the world. So again, we thank you so much for listening to Phoenix Business Radio today. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki. Thanks for listening.